remember you're being recorded. I want to log on to CIS Web. So I'm going into WinSCP. Logging in, and again, it's cisweb.bristolcc.edu, which is probably on yours, and 220, which is probably on yours. Then you click on login and put in your username. Continue, and then put in your password. Wonderful. I forgot I'm not P. Gross. Okay, and what I'm bringing up is first group, okay? So first group is the group of things that you can download from my week one, okay? So if you go to my website, and this is first group PHP, so if you download that, then you can put these things up onto CIS Web in your area so you have them. Okay? So how many people have done that? Okay, that would mean majority have not. Okay? So take a few minutes and do that, I would suggest. Okay, so download what is in first group PHP. That's a zip file. Unzip them and then load them back up to WinSCP. Okay? Through WinSCP, rather, to CIS Web. And if you need your passwords, I've got the passwords up here. Would somebody look like I'm making sense? Just one or two people look like I'm making sense.
It's the Linux password, right?
What? It's the Linux password, yes. And then later you'll use the MySQL password to get into MySQL, but for now it's the Linux password. So if you don't have your username and password, I have the list up here. And you can come and get it. So now when I go into the place where I put it. This is First Group PHP, and there are all the things that are in First Group PHP. Okay. And again, I'm going to do them up here so you can see them up here, but it really makes a lot more sense if you have them in your area and you can bring them up on your machine and therefore play with them if you want to while I'm looking at them, make changes to them, experiment with them, and all that good stuff. Okay. So again, first group is going up there. Then later today, or Thursday probably, we'll get to second group, and second group is under week two. And so that is another group that I would put up there as well. Okay, so I would download second group PHP and put that up. And then just in case I put up third group, I don't think we'll actually get to that, but I was trying to get ahead a little with what you could upload. Okay. So there's the second group and the third group. And those also should be out on WinSCP. Okay. Everybody's got their password to get into WinSCP, right? Okay. Okay, so I'm going to go on and look at some examples here. If I want to test them, then what I need to do is on my Firefox, I need to put the address. So I'm going to put cisweb.bristolcc.edu. And then, okay, I have mine. I hate the lighting that they've done on this. Makes it almost impossible to read. Okay, so I have that this is in CIS 159, okay, first P. Grosser. So I put a slash, a tilde, and my username. Okay, so when I want to see something, I've got the host first, and the host is cisweb.bristolcc.edu. Then I've got a tilde followed by my username. Then I have this embedded into three directories, so I need to put in all three directories. And you're putting in whatever directory structure you need. Okay, so that's my directory structure to get to a file. And if I want to look at Hello World, which is the one I started with last time, I put in helloworld.php. And I hope that I did it right. And I did. So that's what comes up. So my entire address is that. Okay. So I'm saying okay. So there's the address. Now, I can edit this in place. So, hello world .php, I can right-click on it, okay, right-click on it, and click on edit, and I get the code for it, okay? So, I can make changes to the code here. I frequently don't do that. I frequently write it in Notepad on my, just in my own computer, and then upload it. If you make changes here, be sure you download it, because they do not do a terrific job of backing up CIS Web. Okay, it's the student database, and they don't do a terrific job of backing up CIS Web. So you could lose things. So anything that you have out on CIS Web, you should also have a copy of on a flash drive or in your computer or wherever. So if you go in and do the editing online, which is fine, just when you're done, bring down a copy so that you have a copy of it as backup. Okay, so again, what I've got here is classic HTML with PHP embedded in it. And the only thing that I'm embedding in is the hello world. So I've got my classic PHP, and then I come in and I put the less than question mark PHP, and I just simply tell it to echo out hello world in PHP. Okay? Would I actually do that in reality? No, I do that in HTML. But that's simply showing you the very basic entry into PHP. So, there is another one that I have, which is Hello CSS. And if I look at this one, I've put in some CSS as well, and I am setting up some variables in PHP. Okay? So, if I come over here to my if I come over here and say hello CSS, hello world CSS, what was it? Hello CSS, yes. So if I say hello CSS, this is what I get. Okay. So on this one, I've got, first of all, I've embedded in it CSS. Okay, so I said I wanted anything that is an H2 to be text aligned sentence. And I'm making everything an H2. And I said anything that is in a division, I want to have that color. And I want to add that CSS to that color. Okay. So now what I've got is I've got the PHP, and I am inside the PHP, I am setting up two variables. Okay? So the variables in PHP get a dollar sign in front of them. That's how you can tell it's a variable. And so I set up a variable that said variable first equals Ann, variable last equals Smith. These are my comments, // lets me have a comment. Okay, so those are the comments. I'm assigning Ann to the variable first, and I'm assigning Smith to variable second, and then I'm doing an echo where I'm saying hello, and notice the embedded space after the O in hello, so I'll have a space in there. And then I put in variable first, comma, variable last. And notice I also put a space after the M on and, so I would get a space in there as well. Okay. So I am now echoing out hello and Smith, but I've hard-coded those in. Okay. Questions? Okay, just because...
I have a quick question, actually.
Yeah.
So if putting it in the actual style up above is hard putting it, then why does putting it in the actual division itself take precedent over the hard-coded information?
Say that again, because I'm lost.
Because the old style used to be that in a division, you would immediately define like color orange or something like that.
Right.
And I'm wondering why, if the CSS is already hard-coded at the top, why does the divisions individual attributes take precedent over it?
Well, I guess I'm still confused. So anyway, H2 here is text align center. So I have an H2 as the line center. Then I started the division. And the division includes some HTML and some PHP. Okay? And so once I've started the division, anything inside this area is going to follow that style format that I've set up. So the first line is outside the PHP, and it just is an H2 that says hello inside the division. And so both of the styles get applied to that, because H2s get aligned to the center, and this is also within a division, and so both get applied to that. And then I'm still in the division when I hit the PHP, and so the style for the division applies to the PHP, which is why I get the color inside in the PHP. Did that come close to answering your question?
Yes, I actually did.
Oh, great. That must mean I actually understood it. Okay. Questions? Okay, I want you, just because I want to make sure everybody's comfortable with this, do something like this. Okay, take a few minutes. I want to make sure everybody's comfortable writing some very basic PHP, and then we'll move on. So do something like this. Make up your own whatever styles you want. Set a few variables. Echo something out. Take 10 or 15 minutes and just do something like this. So as I said, you can write it in Notepad and then upload it, or you can actually go into CSS. You can go into CIS Web. And you can actually do File, New, File. So you can actually go into CSS if you want to and just write it there. If I click on File, New File, okay, it will create a file for me. PHP. If it's got PHP in it, you make the extension PHP. Okay, so you can do File, New File. It will come up with something where you give it a name, and then you can key it in there. Or you can write it in Notepad and upload it. It's your choice which way you want to go. And I don't have examples of it today that we're going to look at, but we will later on. You can also embed JavaScript in this. So I can have HTML with style, JavaScript, and PHP all in one program, one script. I don't often do this because it's your choice whether you come to class, but I kind of like to keep track anyway. Okay. Have you got something showing in a browser? You do.
For some reason, mine's showing the code itself and not actually executing it.
Have you got it as PHP?
Yes.
Huh. Okay, now open it though in the browser.
Yeah, that's what I just did, and then whenever I...
Okay, so you want to put in the whole address in your browser, and your...
Oh, you put the whole...
The whole address,
okay.
Just like I have up here. You're basically saying, this is where it's stored. So I want to see what's stored at that spot. So you're giving it the whole address of where you have stored it, and then it will find it and bring it up. So you've got CIA, you've got the host. Okay, so the first thing you have to do is tell it where the host is. Then you have to tell it that your area, and you do that with the tilde user, gets you into your area. And then these three things are all directories that I have to go into. And then that's the file. And you may only have one directory, you may have multiple directories. I get a little directory happy, organizing things in a way that I can easily find them when I want to revise them. So that's the address that you have to give in order for it to find what you've coded.
So okay. You actually have to upload this for it to work?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Unless you had PHP downloaded on your machine, and you can do that if you're a developer. I did it when I first learned PHP, and then I decided it was a total waste of energy because it's out on the server, and it's just as easy to use it out on the server. So that's what you need in order to be able to see it, is the host followed by the username, followed by any set of directories that you have, followed by the file name, and you need to have the PHP extension on the file name because it's a PHP file.
Oh, okay. That's
cool. Okay. So I'm looking for everybody to get something showing in their browser that has HTML, CSS, and PHP all involved. Who's got it? Has anybody got it showing in their browser now? You have? Okay. Remember that the doc type HTML is there to tell it to use HTML5. It doesn't have to be there. Some of my other examples you'll see I just start out with HTML. Thank you, sir.
Got it.
You got it?
Yes.
Good. Anybody else got it? If anybody who doesn't have it wants some help, we now have some people that do have it that can go around and help. He can help, he can help, he can help. You've got it, okay. So if you are having problems, look at the person next to you, they probably have it. Got it?
No, I don't have it.
Huh? Remember, and when you put things up in CIS 120, for anybody that was in 120.
Also, quick tip, you don't include the public HTML in your directory.
No, definitely not. Okay, couple of things going on here. First of all, notice these are all in public HTML. So when I put them up on the server, I put them inside public HTML. Okay, so everything that you want to run should be inside public HTML. When it gives you kind of the information about the directory, it tells you home, then your username, then public HTML. Forget about home, forget about public HTML. The tilde takes care of that. The tilde that you put in front of the username. Okay, so the only thing you're kicking out of this is I want, again, my host, which is cisweb.bristolcc.edu, /tilde my username, and your username is going to have the numbers at the end of it. Mine doesn't. okay? And then a slash in the directories. And I happen to have directory CIS-WIN-59, which holds another directory, which holds another directory. So I had to list all three directories. If you only have one directory, you only have to list one directory. Okay? And if you have 10 directories, you got to list all 10. And then I've got the name of the file with the .php extension. So there's the name of the file with the .php extension. Okay? So that's how I bring it up in the browser. And when I load it into public HTML. Okay, and that is a leftover from 120 that I should have mentioned, because who remembers those? Okay. Want to type it when I have it. Notice that I have hello css.php.
Right.
So I have the name of that. Okay. Kevin, would you come over and look at his? How are you doing?
Just started
by.
I wasn't.
Right.
Let's just show him that.
That's fine.
They did have like if you need documentation, and I assume.
Yeah. Somebody may want it, I don't care.
Yeah. You don't care?
No.
Okay. maybe my old person may want it. Because I emailed everyone.
Yeah, no, I know you did. So. Would you come over and help get his going?
Okay.
And you can go and help
just,
there. If you got yours up,
I'm just trying to
you're all set.
Use
right?
This as a
reference.
Yeah,
go over
that's
the
thing I did. First of all, you just recommend putting the tags.
So just put
yeah. Why are you sitting here being bored if you've got it done until you look at the other examples and figure out why you're doing it? In the ones that start with HTML, there's a couple of them that start with HTML, and those are getting information and sending it to a PHP. So you go ahead and take a look at some of those.
So I'm trying to make it somewhat unique.
Okay.
Compared to this.
I changed. You're inside the gear, so right now you can write whatever you want on that H3.
He's moved back, so that must mean you're all up. See, he's moved back, so you must be all set.
Okay. Now you're adding the other variables. So S bar is always
Is that just like a print line?
Whatever data is getting, whatever you want to need. Yeah, as far as gonna grab that from the other server, although
All set? Okay. Is it making sense?
Yeah.
I'm going to move on then and let you finish it off, okay?
Yeah, I know. I'm just assuming these are just comments.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, the next one I'm going to look at, I think, is test one. I think I only changed one little thing, and that is the color thing. Yeah, I think that's pretty much the same thing. So if I say this was named what? Hello CSS test one. So if I change this, okay, it's giving me some orange, and I changed, I think, what I said a little bit. Okay, so this is following the other style, and it's pretty much the same. What I want to show you, and I meant to show you on the last one, is if I right-click on this and do View Page Source, notice what comes down from the PHP. Okay, I did a view page source, and the PHP, this came from the PHP. But it doesn't show you the PHP, it shows you the resolution. And the resolution was, it took the two variables, added them, put them together, and echoed them out. And so what you're seeing is the results of the echo. Okay, so you're seeing the result of the resolved PHP. The PHP is getting resolved on the server, and it is sending down to you what you asked to have displayed with the echo statement. Okay, so this is where the PHP goes in. So now if we look at the one that says case 2, test 2, and test 2 brings up this, or actually I'll take that away, this is where I want to show it. Okay, so there's test 2. And I'm going to go back and look at the code for test 2 now. And it is echoing out in two different ways, and that's what I want you to see here. Okay, so I'm echoing out the hello like I did the last time, separating with commas. And then I'm echoing out the whole thing in together, which is really a kind of unique thing about PHP that I hadn't seen before I started PHP. I've got mixed into that one echo HTML with the VR and the PHP with the variable names, and they're all within a set of quotes. So within the set of quotes, I've put the entire thing that I want to echo out, which is I want to skip down to the next line, and I want to write hello, and then variable first, variable second. Okay? And that results in this. Okay? So that is just, on the whole, you do not see quotes floating around like that that hold the literal hello. So the quote has got a tag, a literal, and the contents of two variables all contained inside a single set of quotes. And it generates the right output, which is hello, Ann Smith. Okay, so that is just a very different kind of approach, yeah.
So what does the tag actually do?
Just skip down to the next line.
By
putting in the BR there, because I had the line above it that has an echo. And if I had not put the BR in, they would have both been on the same line. So I put the BR in to skip down a line. Then I put out the literal hello. So I've got the literal, and then I've got the two variables. So I've got a literal and I've got the two variables, which is just not what you usually see. And I didn't do a very good job of drawing that, so I think I will leave that off. So that's that example, and on this one, I have got them printing out up at the top. Okay, so now the next one I want to look at is, let's see. Probably the stew form get.html. So if I look at stew form get.html, okay, I've got a form that I have set up. Let me bring this up as well. So there's the form that I've got set up. So I just went in and said I want a form. The action will be that I want to call this page. I want to call form use get.php. So I'm going to call another page. That's the action. And the method that I'm going to use to call the other page is the get method. Okay, so I have a get method here that is going to go and it's going to call the other page. Okay, so my form is going to contain the word name, and then an input type is going to be a text box, and whatever is put into that text box will be called stu name. And the grade is written over there, and that is input type text. And whatever is put into that is going to be called grade. And then I've got a box that says submit. Okay, and the submit box has a lot of code behind it that basically does the submit of sending the stuff to the action. Okay, but submit is a magic word. Type equals submit means it's going to do the submit function or submit method, and it's going to send it to the one called form you get. Okay? So I'm gathering data in the HTML. Later on, we will get into gathering data in the PHP, but for now, we're going to gather data externally and send it to the PHP. Okay, that's the first step, kind of. So there I'm gathering the data, and again, I'm going to call up form use get. And it is going to receive the name and the grade. Okay. So I'm going to put in a name here and call it Susan Ash, and she got an A. Okay, so I'm filling in the form, and then I'm hitting the submit button. and it comes over and says, student name is Susan Ash, student grade is A. Now, if I look at the source on this, this is what I see. Okay? I just see what is resolved and what was sent down. So that's the source that I'm seeing. Now, if you go back, using the get structure, and we'll look at the code in a minute, but when I use the get structure, the data actually shows up here. So sometimes you obviously do not want to use the get structure because you don't want the data showing up there. For example, if you are sending a password, you would not want to use the get structure. We'd use the post structure, which is the next one we're going to look at. Okay, so the get structure says, okay, this is the form that I called with the action. It is the form useget.php, and it is sending over the name as student concatenated with Ash, and then there's an ampersand and it says grade equal to A. So it is sending the information over to the form that is receiving it. Now, if we go and look at that form, the form useget. Okay, so this is the form useget, and this is the code for it. So I am used the get to pass it, so now I use $_get, which will take in what was passed. So I sent stu name, it took it in, and I'm assigning it to a variable called $stuName. It didn't have to, I'm calling it stuName both places. But that's for me, not for it. I could have called it apples or bananas, okay? It doesn't matter. So I am accepting the stuName and assigning it to the PHP variable. I'm accepting the grade and assigning it to the PHP variable. Then I'm doing an echo, and I decided to use an H3, okay, because I wanted it to be kind of a header. So I've got an H3, and I'm putting out student name, colon, space, and then I'm putting out the student name. So again, I am mixing a literal, a tag, and a content of a variable all inside the quotes there. Yeah.
Using the gets automatically generates text boxes?
No, the text boxes was over on the form when I put up the text box.
Okay.
When I was over on the form, let me just take a picture of that. When I was on the form, I think that's the form, yeah. I said input type equals text.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so that's the form that I gathered the data on. And I had set up on the form where I was gathering the data, input the type equals text. And I am calling whatever is in that box to name. Okay? So in the action, when I call this, I am basically sending over the information that I collected on the form. Okay? Using the get method, which means that they will show up at the top, okay? So I'm gathering the information in the text box. I'm submitting the information to the program that has the PHP in it, and it was saved with a .php extension, okay? So stuName from here is going over to there, and I'm using the get function to get the stuName and store it in the variable. Okay. And then I'm getting the grade, storing it. It goes over as well, gets stored in the variable, and then I'm echoing out the information that was sent to me. And this really does absolutely nothing except prove that I was able to send information from an HTML page to a PHP page. That's all this is really doing for me. Okay, questions? Does it make sense? Now, if I want to, I could have instead used the post. So if I look at stew form post, okay, the only difference between these is that my method is post, and I'm calling a different form just because I wanted to call it its own form. So I'm calling a different form that uses the post. So the differences are in the post. And when I get to the PHP, okay, and then I will run it in a minute. Whoops, that's not the one I wanted. Okay, so on this one, I'm bringing in the stew name and the grade again, but I'm using the post method. So I'm receiving them with the post method and saying store them and print them out. So the only difference is that I'm using the post method instead of the get method. Okay. So if I then go and run these, so the first one was called what? stewformpost.html. So stewformpost.html. And that again comes up with the two. And so this time I've got John Doe, and we'll give him an A2. Okay. And so I submit it, and it comes up and says John Doe with the A. And okay, so the big difference here is that what was sent is not showing. Okay, so with the post method, there's no question mark, and then listing the things that were sent. Okay, it is sent behind the scenes. And so it's not showing the things that are sent. Now, for learning, I like the get method a lot, because then I can see that, in fact, it actually did do the send. So it kind of, you know, it gives me that extra piece of information that I actually did send it, and it should have been received, all right, in the PHP. So I like the get from that point of view. The get is considered not quite as secure. Actually, at some point, go look up and read a little bit about the difference between get and post. Okay. But using the post method, it receives it using the post, takes it, stores it in the variables, and then writes them out. Mm-hmm. And again, that whole concept of echo, and echo can be done a variety of ways, we're just looking at some of them right now, but that whole concept of doing echo, having in it an HTML tag, having in it a literal, having in it a variable, is something to get used to. Questions? Past data is one I want to look at. And past data is going to be another way of passing data is this. Not used as much, but this one has past data and it is calling receive.php. Okay? So it is calling receive.php, which I have up here. Okay. So this one I'm saying ahreference equals go to receive PHP and send school equals BCC, which is the same thing we saw with the get, that it was sending that along. Okay? So in this one, I'm saying using an ahreference instead of the click on the submit, I'm using an ahreference. And I'm saying ahreference, go to the receive.php and send the school BCC. And then it accepts that with a get, because as I said, that looks like the way I do a get. And so it accepts that with a get, stores it in school, and then writes it out. So I'm just sending it ahreference using the get method, but not really specifying that I am. And it's being received with the get method and being stored. So that's another way of doing it. As I said, not as heavily used. And let me just actually do that. What was the name of that? I'm blanking out on my names. Past data. Easy enough to remember. Okay, so there's past data. Whoops. Okay, so there's passing the data. And I have it set up with an ahreference so that when I click on that, it will go to receive.php and send the school BCC along. Okay. So when I click on this, it just says welcome to BCC. That's what's being echoed. So I pass the name of the school, and then it's saying welcome to, and taking whatever was passed. So if I wanted a different school down here, I could write something down here, and that's what would be passed. Okay. And I think that pretty much finishes up group one. Info, this one just, if you run this one, it shows a lot of PHP info of how PHP works. So all this one does is just print hello world in PHP and then show you mountains of PHP info. So if you want to run that one, you will see the mountains. And that was called what? I really got to remember my names better. Hello World Info. And there's the mountains of information about PHP. Okay, this one is hello name other version. Okay, this is basically showing a bunch of ways that you can do the echo. And one thing I'd like you to do a looking up and reading a little bit about is the difference between single quotes and double quotes. Okay? Variables, this one is the important one. Variables are evaluated when enclosed in double quotes like this. With single quotes, the variables are not evaluated. So you know the thing I said where I've got a tag and I've got a literal and I've got variables? Only works with double quotes. It doesn't work with single quotes. So with single quotes, it just puts out the name of the variable. So you can see number six just puts out the name of the variable because it has single quotes. If I want to break it up into parts, I can break it up using single quotes or double quotes. And the period means to concatenate them together. And so I will have this plus this plus this. And I didn't put a space after the name, so I've got variable first concatenated with a space. And I can do the space in either single or double quotes. Okay, so the single quotes and double quotes doesn't matter when I'm doing them separately, but when I put them all together, that has to be within double quotes. Questions? Trying to think of any others that I missed. Def var. And this is just another one that is showing the difference between single and double quotes. Okay? So again, you should kind of go over this and notice the differences between the single and double quotes. So bring that up, look at it, figure out how they're working with single and double quotes. So as I said, I would like you to go through this and kind of notice how the ways you can do it. One of them is I've got things broken up with a comma. Another place I've got them broken up with the decimal point or the dot, which is a concatenate. Okay, so there's just a variety of ways, and you should take a look at those. And basically settle on a way that you want, so which is why I'm saying just take a look at them and settle on a way that you're comfortable with, and pretty much that's the way you're going to mostly do it. You're not going to switch around from thing to thing. You're going to pick the kind of way you like doing it. So now what I would like you to do, we've got, 10 minutes. I'd like you to download group 2. Because we're going to look at that on Thursday.
Where is it?
No. So if you go to my week 2, this is the second group PHP, and then if you get that done, you download the third group PHP, download and upload, basically. Bring them down and then put them up as individual files that you can execute. You know, they're going to come down as a zip. Unzip them, and then just put the group of them up. That's what should come up when you download the second group. Every once in a while, I have one that you don't have, or you have one that I don't have, but mostly I think I've kept them in sync. Has everybody got second downloaded? Okay. This is the first one in there, is add test. And I never can remember what this is called, and I meant to look it up last night and forgot. I will look it up before Thursday, or you can look it up. But that is essentially, I know how it works, I just don't remember what it's called. It's got a weird name. So what I've got here is I've got, in this case, I just did PHP. I didn't bother to embed it in HTML, I just said this is PHP. Okay, and that can be done. You can do it this way. You can, usually it's embedded in HTML because usually you want other things on the page. You don't want just the PHP. But in fact, in this example, I just wrote PHP, and that's all I've got there, and it works fine. Okay? So I set up a variable of x made it 6, set up a variable of y equal 12, I did a sum, and I did a difference. And then I said I wanted to print this out using this kind of neat little thing that I can't remember the name of, which is three less than signs, and then I give it a name. And I can call it anything I want to, apples, bananas, whatever I want to call it. I called it info. Okay? And then I can put in it that I want to print. And echo and print are synonyms, basically. There's a little difference between them, and we'll get into that. But this time I use print instead of echo, just to introduce print. And so I said, print this thing that I'm calling info. So that means I've got a collection of lines that I want to print out. And so it is printing them out, and I've got them set up each as a paragraph, and then I will put out x plus y equals sum, and it writes that and puts it out. And then I said, now do another paragraph and do this. When I close the info, it absolutely has to be over against the left wall. There can't even be a space in between it. It's got to be over against the left wall. Okay, why? But it has to be, all right? And then I did it again just to make the point. So I indented everything except that. That had to be over against the left wall. And on this one, I simply wrote out x plus y equals sum, x minus y equals difference, so I just wrote those out. Okay, give me what's in x, give me what's in y, and write them out. And so I wrote them out, then I did a BR, so I'd move down a line, and I wrote them again. Notice with the paragraph, I automatically move down a line because the paragraph automatically moves down a line after it's written. If instead of making these paragraphs, I made them divs, then it wouldn't have moved down a line. I would have moved down to start the next line, but it wouldn't have left a blank line in between. Okay. So, I'm not even sure how to go about looking that up. See if anybody can find what the PHP what is here doc, that's what it means, here doc. Here doc is a way to write large block of text inside PHP without the classic single quotes, double quotes. It relies on the less and a token that will also mark the end of the string. Here doc was also used, and it's called here doc. And if you ask me that on Thursday, I won't remember because I have a definite aversion to the name of that. Okay, so here, doc. Okay, we are done.